tune out of the anti-white system
and tune into the pro-white system on RadioAryan.com.
Hatred is not acceptable in Virginia. Hatred is not acceptable in Wisconsin. Hatred is acceptable nowhere. With his words, the president has given white supremacists free lane to run it, a lane in which they can whitewash history and trample on the rights and dignity of first and multi-generational Native Americans, African Americans, Asians, Hispanic Americans, Muslim Americans, Jewish and gay Americans, Americans all, and Americans forever. That has been the strength of our country, our ability to come together. Mr. President, it's not a white constitution. We are not the white United States. We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You are listening to Race and Nation.
We'll be right back. Slava, comrades. It is August 22nd, 2017, and you are listening to Racination on RadioArian.com. This is your lordship, Lord of the Northern Realm, Lord Goyhammer. And with me, as always, my comrade in the trenches and my brother in fight, Sir Steven Lanzer. How you doing, broski?
Good, sir. How are you?
Everything's all right so far. Weekend's starting out good. Had a few lineys this afternoon. Went to the butcher shop. Got some T-bones, some New York strips. Got some burgers. Had some hot dogs. Got some corn on the cob from the farmers. And cooked it all up, and it was a success. Everyone liked their meal. So,
wow.
Just sat down, relax, and have a introduction conversation with you for the listeners of Radio Arian.
Yeah, it's not like quite a spread. Didn't get an invite to that one, but that's all right.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. We're at episode number 50, so anyone listening to us on Radio Arian is probably going, show 50. Who are these guys? Who is Racin' Nation? What are they doing on Radio Arian? Long story short, we were associated with another network. We decided to go on our own. Our show actually is currently and still under attack by certain trolls who report us to different host sites and have our archives completely deleted almost on a weekly basis at this point. So a conversation took place between me and Sven Longshanks, and lo and behold, by the grace of the gods and just the perfect time, we ended up landing on Radio Arian. And even more so, to my delight, we literally debuted our first show on Radio Arian right before Billy Roper's show, and I absolutely freaking love Billy Roper's Roper's Report. I think is one of the best podcasts out there. If you guys haven't checked it out, please do so. It is fantastic. I love Billy Roper. The guy is awesome. So who is Racin' Nation? Who are we? What are we? And what, like I said, what the hell are we doing on Radio Arian? We are strictly a National Socialist podcast straight out of the sewer that is Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I have been in the scene since a kid, and Lord Goyhammer has got about 25 to 30 years under his belt. So this is not a fad to us. This is not some passing phase. We do consider ourselves lone wolves, if you will. We do have a lot of different affiliations with other groups. If you look at some of our archives, which we'll get into in a minute, we do have strong affiliations with the Women for Arian Unity, the WAU. One of their members is a regular guest on this show. Her name is Vex Steele. She is fantastic. We love her. She is a personal friend of ours and the official, kind of unofficial, third member of Racin' Nation. The reason that we don't have an active archive right now, as I said, is because the fact that we're constantly trolled. If you guys are looking to view and listen to our past shows, please go to LanzerandGoyhammer.com. LanzerandGoyhammer.com. There is a link there for our current archive site there. That can change week to week, as, like I said, we are totally and always getting trolled by enemy agents, if you will. And I know that sounds completely paranoid, but that is the reality that Racin' Nation lives in. We are hated, and we are proud. So hit us up at LanzerandGoyhammer.com. There is a link to our archive there. And if you end up seeing that the archive is no longer active, please email us at racinnation@gmx.com, racinnation@gmx.com, and I will try to supply you with the most current archive or just redirect you to the website at a different date once we get the archive back up. This is the current status for us for the show. And Sven Longshanks to the rescue literally gave us a spot here at Radio Arian. We are very humbled, very glad to be able to add our effort to the resistance, which is Radio Arian, and very happy to be part of this network. That being said, I'll let Lord Goyhammer fill in the rest of the details of what he feels that you might need to know about our show.
Yep, I just want to throw in real quick, just a little detail. Minor detail, but it might put it in a little bit better perspective, considering everybody right now is being shut down or sought out. Well, ironically discriminated against on a massive scale. This has been happening to us a week before Charlottesville, and we might even go into that in a little bit. But yeah, you're right on, brother. I mean, we're not inventing the wheel. Yeah, I mean, we're frontline. Like you always say, we're frontline. We're in the trenches, you know. Sometimes Sir Stephen Lancer, you know, he builds us up some good duckboard, and we're nice and dry, and we're not too pissed off. And other times, we're soaking wet, muddy, and not having a good day. We're not, I mean, we do go into real basic historic stuff that we find extremely important for people just to be aware of, especially people who have never even heard of it, new people to the movement. Hopefully, leads them to the path of National Socialism or something equivalent to that, which I'm not sure exactly what that would be called, but, you know, just get them on that path. We're not professional political analysis. We don't really touch on, I mean, our stuff is dated, but really you could go back and listen to it, not worry about you listening to like old shit. We don't really touch on current events, especially not too much political events. We're actually very anti-democratic, and it's not even, if people haven't figured that out, what democracy is all about, then you might not know, or you might not figure it out regardless. So I'm not going to waste my breath on it. Yeah, you know, so we're not professional speakers or philosophers, but we're going to give it to you real. We're going to give it to you straight, true, honest. It's going to be, you know, the white fist of defiance in Zog's face. We want to verbally, you know, poke the beast as much as we can until, you know, we figure out another way to stop the genocide of the white race. Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you. I mean, real quick, since we're kind of introducing ourselves, I mean, usually me and you speak for each other, but sometimes, I mean, we can't always speak for each other, but I'm not going to go into disclaimers and stuff. I'm not really worried about saying something you don't, or hopefully our listeners don't totally disagree with, but I mean, I feel nothing, you know, right now can be done on a physical and economic scale that would totally hurt the beast until us white boys find or build up the iron in our hearts to the point where we find some iron in our hands. And that's me. I'm not exactly sure. I'm pretty sure you kind of feel the same way. The time of hiding behind our families and hiding behind the word love, I think personally, has come to an end. You know, if we're going to stop the genocide of the white race, I don't think anybody should be fleeing their native lands, or nobody should be fleeing the lands founded and built by our ancestors. Right now, we're fighting fire with nothing but words, including us right now. And to be honest, I feel pretty damn ashamed. But until we can get our act together, we're doing this. And I honestly want to personally thank you real quick for you know, hooking up with Mr. Longshanks and setting this up, because I've been a long listener of Radio Aryan, and like the network before, these guys are running top of the line A1 networks, and you know, at least we got that going for us, you know.
Yeah, it was a long road. I mean, we were in the wind, and Sven came in, like I said, like a gift from the gods. I mean, we literally got picked up, and he decided to take us on, and big hails to him. I really pretty much saved the show in a lot of aspects, because we were in the wind. I mean, we're fine going at it alone, but it's hard to get people to listen when you can't even find a host site. So, like I said, everything just kind of worked out for itself for the best. We are going to try to continue to produce the best show that we can. We honestly do care about this show. I mean, we don't just sit down in front of the mic to start blabbing about whatever. Yeah, we're amateur, and yeah, we're working class, and we all work about 40 to 60 hours a week, full-time jobs and raising families. Our families know each other, so a lot of times we'll reference each other's private time together, dinners, get-togethers, and things like that. I think it gives it more of a personal kind of, gives the show a lot of heart that I often think is often missed. Also, as a kind of a fun bonus, we actually run a blooper reel every once in a while at the end of episodes. A lot of people probably miss that too, because they tune out right away. But if you guys go back to some of our archive, once again, like I said, there's a blooper reel. And it's basically just us taking the piss out of each other. And a lot of people seem to enjoy it. The other thing I think we also bring to the show is a very, very strong musical component that is literally geared and directed from Lord Goyhammer himself. we are both big music fans. As a kid, I was in bands and in producing and managing bands. And Lord Goyhammer has his own history in music that he may or may not get into, depending on his comfortability level tonight. But the musical component directly from this show directly comes from him. And did you want to reflect on any of that or add anything?
Yeah, I'll go into that. Oh. Yeah, sure. I'll explain that real quick. Yeah, we do. I'm sure it's not a style or a genre that everyone's going to enjoy. It's mostly metal, hard edge metal. 99% of it's going to be National Socialist or have a pro-white contingency to it. Everything I play, I have bought, which I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm proud of it, but I know in this day and age, a lot of bands are suffering because of all the illegal downloading, or I don't know if it's illegal. Is it illegal or not? I don't know if it's illegal, but I mean, it's, you know, bands and groups are losing a lot of support by people from just downloading off the internet or YouTube or wherever. And yeah, everything I play, I have bought from either the band or the label they are on at the time. And to tell you the truth, you know, I have listened to a lot of podcasts. I don't listen to as many anymore, but I did notice during that time, and I still notice, that no one really plays the real extreme underground. And I'm not going to get too, you know, ear piercing. Sometimes it all depends on how I'm feeling. But yeah, I run a small distro. That helps too. But yeah, I'm not going to mention it because that's not what it's really about. But that's just one of my hobbies. And it kind of intertwines with what's going on, because now that the Jews and the enemies of the white race are striking hard while the iron is hot, they're coming at us at all fronts.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my PayPal shut down and stuff like that, which is no big deal. And I'm not blaming Charlottesville or anyone there. I mean, it just comes with the territory. But
right.
We're being affected by it. We've been being affected before Charlottesville. I can't remember if we mentioned that, but so I'm not going to mention it. But yeah, we take a little more time, pride in playing, you know, trying to play some music. Like you mentioned, the blooper reel, kind of laugh at ourselves. We're not perfect. We're not badass or anything like that. We can laugh at ourselves. And yeah, man, what else?
And, you know, another thing, too, is like the show was already pretty hated by certain circles, and it's usually because of some of the topics that we have brought up. Some of the episodes that we've covered before is the white Sharia topic, which we're adamantly against. We bring up topics about the alt-right, which we've been told that really aren't in line and we shouldn't be discussing and we shouldn't be really tackling. And, you know, we're unapologetic. We're a National Socialist podcast. We have National Socialist views on items. We live everything by the 14th. This is not a fad for us. This is not some passing phase. We are both lone wolves who've been doing this for over 2 decades. We are committed to the teachings and the high standards of what it is to be a National Socialist. Does it mean we can't play along with others? In fact, we feel like we do try very hard to, you know, coexist with other podcasts and other programs that we may not see eye to eye on every level. We've even had shows in our past archive about these situations where we can walk the same road for a certain amount of time, but then our moral compass will take us a different direction than the other route. That being said, our history has always been where we have not been tolerated, and we've been seeked out and hated against, and it's been done by people who claim that they're running around in NS circles. So, yeah, this show is very, you know, lo-fi, but we tell the truth how we see it, and that has honestly rubbed people sometimes the wrong way. I listened to Billy Roper's podcast this week, and he is also in the same line of thinking, as where he often states items that he's unapologetic for as well. He is true to his standard, his moral compass. And to be honest, I think us playing before his show was a perfect fit. So thank you, Sven, for literally putting us right before our Billy Roper show. I think that is that combination actually fits perfectly. So hopefully that rotation will stay the same. That's totally up to you. Just wanted to throw my 2 cents in there.
Yeah.
I don't listen to a lot of other podcasts, but I think the Roper Report is by far the best thing I've heard. It's fantastic material. There's no other show out there where I see eye to eye as much as I see with Billy Roper's podcast. I almost 100% agree with everything that that gentleman stated. So I'm a big fan of Billy Roper's, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, continue trucking along on Radio Aryan and continuing to add to the already high watermark and standard, which is Radio Aryan. We are very humbled to be here. We're very happy to be here, and we are going to try very hard to provide you with not just, you know, informative content, but a different view of looking at stuff from more of a working class in the trenches type of viewpoint.
Yep. Well said, man. And Mr. Roper's a good old boy just like you, so I can see I can see where all that shit's coming from. Yeah, and it's Nash Socialist Principles, NS Principles. You know, we love them. We see it that way. It's that way or no way. If we're to survive, live in peace, prosperity, raise healthy families, and just get on with life. It's not going to happen until there's segregation. And I mean, we're just trying to give you guys, you know, everyone an idea of what's going on. And I don't want to get into too much of the negative stuff. But I'm you know, I'm happy to get out what we did because you know, me and you have nothing to hide,
right?
You know, we have nothing to hide. But when you were getting into you know, having people on, yeah, we have great people on. Nothing against well-spoken and well-known people of the struggle, whether we agree with them or not. But we don't usually naturally go out to seek those people.
No.
We're out seeking very well-meaning and good people, family people. And we've had them on the site, and that's what we like to do.
I think what you're getting at is that basically, as I stated before, we're working-class podcasts for working-class folks. So we don't tend to try to interview those who are well-known within the movement. To be honest, they wouldn't want much to do with us anyways, because like I said, we're pretty bombastic. I mean, we're more of a punch in the face than we are, like, you know, pseudo-suggestive and suave. You know, we're artillery. We're the frontline assembly guys. We're the guys in the trenches and the duck boards, like Lord Goyhammer always like to get into. We're down and dirty. And like I said, we consider ourselves very much working class. That being said, we do fill our ranks with other, obviously, like-minded NS folk who are more or less, you know, just regular folk in the movement. We've had people who, like Vex Steele, who I've mentioned before, a full-fledged member of the Women for Aryan Unity. We have a strong relationship with them. They're a fantastic organization. They've been around since the early 90s. They do fantastic work with the Bruder Schwiegen and the remaining Bruders that are in prison still, you know, just wasting away more or less. And they have charities and collections for them. And if you haven't checked them out, check them up at WAU14.com, WAU14.com, Women for Aryan Unity. Vex Steele's a regular guest. We stumbled across her on some interview that I reached out to them and asked about following up on a Ladies in the Movement episode that we put together in some of the earlier episodes. She's been a regular on the show. We've had other people from the movement. We've had other people just contact me on Twitter and have brought subject matter up to me. We had a young lady who literally brought the whole white Sharia topic to a head, and we discussed on 2 different episodes. We actually had her on as a guest on the show. She had never done a podcast or done anything of the like before. She's literally just out of high school, had already dumped the alt-right and found her way into NS circles, which is kind of, you know, an anomaly in some degree. That's very rare. So I thought having her on and her telling her story would be very interesting. Later down the line, we're going to have a gentleman who's also in the same vein. He's young, he's in college, and he's already dumped the alt-right and moved on to NS circles. He's going to tell us his journey and his story, which I find very interesting. Because me and LG ourselves, you know, we're older cats. We're more of established family member, you know, family guys. We're more like, you know, 9-to-5 work guys. You know, we both have children. But I'm not in touch with, like, the new generation. I don't, you know, the whole pill, you know, anthology of red pill, black pill, whatever. I mean, all that stuff is kind of lost on me because of a generational gap. How we became white nationalists and national socialists is a different journey in a different generation than how these kids are stumbling into it on their own. And the way they're stumbling into it is through media and through the alt-right and through internet and through all the, you know, all the virtual reality avenues that sometimes lead into NS circles. And I have actually found that finding some of these people on Twitter and whatnot, and their stories are way more interesting than some of the other stuff that I've been reading about alt-right superstars or people trying to be like super cool and flashy. And these people have already dismissed that. So we usually try to fill our ranks and guests with people who are more working class, that have a more working class perspective, because that's what we are and that's what we want to hear about. But I find your stories very interesting. Their journeys into National Socialism very interesting. And that's obviously the avenue we have chose to do it. And it fits into what I think is the theme of our podcast.
Yeah, well said. Exactly. I just would like to point out that we don't, you know, we're not discriminating against classes or nothing like that. We don't really draw a line. We just relate. You know, we relate to what we are. That's
well,
all.
Well, the line is often drawn for us. I mean, I don't find it as us drawing a line. Is that early on in the episodes, I would reach out to people and I wouldn't get any response. And, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, you're a podcast starting out. You know, you're not really established. And then you listen to some of our material. And like I said, some of it's pretty raw and in your face. And that shied away a lot of people. The people that did respond to our show, like I said, were young, you know, working class type folk. And those people were interested in coming on and telling their stories. And it just, we don't have a game plan. Like I said, this is not a shtick. I'm not a character. You know, I'm not playing somebody on this podcast. You get who Steven Lanzer is right now, here in the now. I'm not playing a role. This isn't some game. I'm not playing like a comedy bit. And having these people on are people I generally am interested in hearing their stories. And I think it does provide an interesting perspective on journeys and traveling into National Socialist circles that haven't really been explored. And I think it's really important to have these people come on and say, yeah, I did this with the alt-right, and I noticed this, and that, and the other. It's interesting to me. Those are the people I want to talk to. And be honest, those are the people I want to reach. And those are the people that I want listening to our cast. I mean, the people who often give us the most criticism are people who have considered themselves NS and already been established to a certain point. And they find us being, you know, abrasive or rude, or our language is horrible. And, you know, we can, and it really leaks into the whole infighting and the nitpicking and all that stuff. And my answer to that has always been the same thing. Just don't listen. If you don't like what we're saying, if you don't like how we're saying it, then just don't listen to us. I don't spend my days attacking podcasts I don't like. There's tons of podcasts out there I don't prefer. I'm not going to sit there and say, hey, you're bad for the movement or you're doing this. I mean, unless you're literally promoting degeneracy, promoting Jewry, promoting faggotry, I don't have a problem with you. I don't have a problem with you at all. That's the difference to someone who lives in National Socialist circles and someone who's playing in alt-right circles. And that's the big difference. And I'm not the only one that feels that way. A lot of these kids that come up out of the alt-right in National Socialist lifestyles are saying the same thing. And that is the only benefit, really, that I can see of the youth, if you will, following the alt-right, is that they get tired of playing in democratic arenas and circles, and they want to find a different answer. But the problem is a little more jaded than that, because we're so splintered and so spread out with all the infighting. All 800 plus hate groups among the United States, according to the SPLC, can't get along, and even when they do try to gather in Charlottesville, it ends up turning into a damn Jew trap. And now we're all suffering the freaking, you know, fallout of that.
I'm suffering a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Charlottesville was this. I mean, we were already having problems before Charlottesville. Like I said, we've already been attacked and we're being trolled. That was just like kerosene on the fire already for us. I mean, that was just something we didn't really even need at this point. Couldn't be avoided. I understand that, whatever. But when you sit there and have a permit And then you have to go to federal court for the said jury cabal system to legalize your permit, right? And then you go to Charlottesville, and then the state police say, yeah, whatever, we're pulling your shit, you're done. How many whites walked away from that situation think, wow, maybe I should keep playing in Democratic circles? That's the thing I just don't get about the alt-right in general. Why do you keep begging and playing in circles that are lined up against you? Stop asking for permission. If you're going to gather, just gather. If you're going to do your thing, just do your thing. Stop asking for permission from the same system that wants to destroy you. I don't understand that. David Lane would often bring that up as worshiping your executioner's institutions. And a lot of that, and that phrase is often lost on people. But at the same time, how eerily accurate is that right now? Stop playing in Democratic circles. So then I get a lot of crap off of Twitter, like, and we can go into a completely different episode on social media. We've done episodes on social media, but I get a lot of crap from people on Twitter like, well, what are you suggesting we do? I don't know. Buy a firearm, prepare, get ready for freaking Rahoa, because it's coming. I mean, the more the anti's pushed by the left, somebody's going to ring out a shot. Somebody's going to ring out a shot. That's all it's going to take. The government's going to freak out. The left's going to freak out. We're going to freak out. Everybody's going to freak out. And at this point, I'm just waiting for it. Let it happen already. What the hell? Let's get this party started, man. What are you waiting on?
Well, since we kind of segued into Charlotte, I might as well just touch on it real quick, because I think we're going to do, I think we're going to touch on a little bit more in a show or two.
Yeah, maybe. And
that's exactly the way I try to put it. We're worshiping our executioner's institutions. And I think what that means in these days is the media is against us. You see what they did? They don't give a shit who you are, what you say. Antifa beats the shit out of themselves if they see a white person in the group that's too clean cut. Still Antifa, it's just they probably showered the night before, and then they're mistaking them for like an alt-righter or something like that. You got the media. I don't know why anyone is gonna trust, listen, or treat that blue line with any sort of respect. Those cops don't care. No. And if there's good cops in there, whatever. I don't care. Whatever. It doesn't matter. And then then you're going to turn around and then you're going to go to lawyers and judges, Jewish lawyers and Jewish judges. Yeah. And you think you're going to get justice that way?
Well, please, Mr. Jew, Mr. Jew judge, can I please have my permit to flex my constitutional right? What? I mean, seriously, what?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't get it.
You know, I just think we witnessed the biggest mass discrimination campaign done to white people.
Oh, exactly.
Ever.
Yeah.
With all the Twitters, with all the domains, with all the websites, with all the PayPal accounts, YouTube.
If anyone thinks that this was actually not pre-planned, you're a fool. This was a complete trap. It was completely set up from Jump Street. And once again, you know, Richard Spencer fell right into it. It's what he does. It's fine, whatever. And the only reason I can't support the alt-right is because they don't denounce faggotry, they don't denounce Jewry, they have Jewry in their ranks and they haven't denounced it. That's where the separation between people who follow National Socialist circles and people who follow the alt-right. Till that happens, we don't have a common road we can often walk upon. If you look at our past archive, we were one of the very first and earliest shows to denounce Bay Stickman. And several months later, boom, Bay Stickman's a piece of shit. Well, you know why we knew that? It's not because we're, you know, so in tune with everything going on in the world. We balance everything against the 14. We balance everything against National Socialist standards. That's what we do. And that's how this show is. And it's great. We've discussed this 100 times on previous shows. It's great that the alt-right has a hold on the youth, because the youth is the future. But it's an empty road for them in National Socialist circles. The alt-right victories are not our victories. That is the biggest problem. I'd be up there too waving a flag in support of them if their foundation was solid. It's not. Sarah from the WAU had stated in our last episode, a premiere episode for Radio Aryan, that we were expected, and this was our big problem too, we were expected to accept all of it, without question, all the agendas of the alt-right. And I thought that was really insightful, because I hadn't heard it summed up that way, and she was dead on right. She was absolutely right. And that is our biggest problem with the alt-right. And again, just like other things that have happened in our history, Greensboro, etc., etc., you fell into this Jewish trap. But the problem for Jump Street is that you're asking permission to do these things from a government who wants to kill you. These are people in a Kabbalah system that wants you dead. Stop asking and just do it. Stop asking. My suggestion is to Richard Spencer, and I tweeted this out to him directly. Of course, I'm sure he doesn't read anything I tweet to him. Literally advertise your next gathering on private property. Make sure that shit's leaked out to every Antifa group that you can come across. Go to said gathering. Wait for Rahoa. It's not that hard to figure out, man. There you go. When they're on your own property and they're trespassing, you guys can have at each other. It's open season at that point. Stop going to public places unless you're just going to more or less gather on the spot. If you're just going to hit a place and do it, which I really think should be done. Stop asking for permission. Stop trying to get permits, because the government has no problem and has shown example time and time again that will stick the Constitution square up your ass because you're white. You do not have rights. You do not have liberties. And that's and if Charlottesville proved nothing, it proved that, did it not?
Yeah, it did. But you know what? You do have to give credit where credit's due, and It's scared establishment, dude. I'm not going to say it hurt them, but no, yeah, it caught their attention. Right. It scared them. It annoyed them. The torch lighting thing and the decent sized march, that's a good tactic. I mean, I like it. I have never been a flag waver or a marcher or a protester. I'm not really keen on being led into traps by the almighty police and getting water balloons filled with shit, piss, and who knows what else with, you know. But I'll tell you what, it was very impressive, that torchlight march. It's inspiring. It is very inspirational, and I'm not saying that our people need that or the young kids don't need that,
right?
But the bottom line is it doesn't change anything,
right? You're not going to get any headway. Okay, democracy, as is in America, Neo-America 2017, is a no-win situation for whites. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse as the demographics shift in this country. So the Constitution, which really doesn't mean shit right now, is going to be totally eradicated within 20, 30 years once they have the numbers. They'll be able to revoke anything and everything.
Yeah.
Hate speech laws. Private gun ownership. It can be done. And trust me, it will be done before it's all over. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, it's going, dude. I don't know if anyone saw how many Republicans and conservatives and all them guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone realized how many of those pieces of dog shit were siding with Antifa.
All right. Dude, have you heard anyone, from Trump all the way down, literally,
including that piece of shit, Trump.
Have you heard anyone from Trump anyway down even mention Antifa? I haven't even heard the word in major media. It's because they're protected by Soros and Soros-funded SPLC, and they're basically foot soldiers for the left.
No, it shouldn't be surprising that everyone was considering them the peaceful protesters.
Right.
When it was the alt-right, by far.
Right.
There's plenty. And the thing is, everyone had cameras. There's plenty of evidence out there to prove that, hands down, but nobody gives a shit.
Right.
The democratic process does not give a shit.
Right.
Republicans don't care. Democrats don't care. The police don't care. The lawyers don't care. The judges don't care. The bulk of the citizenry does not care.
Right.
The bulk of white people do not give a shit. They are so shit scared of being called racist and being considered engaging in hate speech. Yeah, that's going bye-bye. You see how those Republicans and conservatives folded under the media light and pressure like that? Not one person backed outright. Although I think one guy by the name of Paul Nealon, he did not trash the alt-right.
Right.
I'm sure there might have been a few other people, but when it comes down to piece of shit politicians,
right,
that guy's actually from Wisconsin and right. actually mm-hmm. he actually ran for Paul Ryan's seat.
Yeah, he did, and he lost, and then Paul was a cuck piece of crap, too. So,
and Wisconsin is cuck. That's why we call it Wiscuxin. It's Wiscuxin, right. Okay? Because Nealon lost
right.
big.
Right.
So.
Well, so did Donovan against Barrett, but nobody's going to know who that is.
Yeah. But Barrett was that piece of dog shit that you heard in the beginning, and
right.
He's very anti-white, and he is carrying the torch for white genocide, and
exactly.
he's one person, he's very anti-gun, and he actually had some guy walk up to him with a tire iron and split his face open and fold his skull in.
Yeah.
You think it, nah, dude, that's politicians uh-huh. for you, man. Yeah. No, he's still, if he had a pistol, he would have ended it right there.
Yeah, right.
No, this guy got his face caved in, teeth. Bashed
that was
out.
A good day for me. That was a great day. Fuck that guy.
He was coming from our state fair.
Yeah, he was at
he
the
had
state
no
fair.
Yeah, he was at the same state fair where a couple years ago, remember Mr. Lanzer, where there was 200-300 blacks rampaging through our state fair, which is mostly white people, and they were pulling the white folk out of their cars and beating the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm. I must have not been there because one of them got fucking shot.
Yeah,
so.
you'd have been good.
I don't know.
Yeah, see, we got pretty good concealed carry laws, and you know what? I think we might have to take in consideration with Radio Aryan, man. A lot of European listeners, and I don't think Western Europeans can really pack and carry
exactly.
firearms. But
yeah,
well,
we've done episodes on Race and Nation completely on said firearms. We even shot an intro at the range. I conceal carry 99.999% of the time, which Lord Goyhammer can confirm. And firearms are literally embedded in our day-to-day, you know, life, be it good or bad. It is the American way. We're born with guns. We will die with guns. And I'm thankful to, you know, be able to own one. I recommend anyone who mm-hmm. can get one.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a conversation on the chat board this morning, and they were talking about firearm ownership and what they can do, like I had all this infinite knowledge or something and I don't. I said, well, I would start with book clubs, starting a PLE, gathering with friendlies, and to be honest, if you can gather firearms from any means necessary and house them somewhere, I recommend doing that, because when the shit hits the fan, I rather have it than not have it. But you know, you take that legality into your own hands. And I guess that really dawned on me, the fact that a lot of these guys are in the UK and in Europe, where, you know, Holocaust denial laws and hate speech is illegal, and, you know, breathing sideways is illegal, and everything you do is illegal. And I didn't really know what to tell them, because I'm not in that situation, and I really feel for those guys, because I have dual citizenship between here and England, and I have family in the North Country. And that kind of dawned on me, like, you know, how the hell are these guys going to take care of themselves? You know, I didn't have too much to offer them, because I'm like, we're not a military strategist. We all have our own exit bug out game plans, and that's fine. And that's what you need to do as an individual, whether you're in Europe or America. You do need to come up with some kind of comprehensive game plan on the what if scenario. I know some people are heavily into prepping and food and water. I know other people that are packing up their stuff and heading out to the Northwest. We're very friendly with the Northwest
Yes.
Front Initiative, the Butler Plan, and Harold Covington.
Yep.
I go back and forth with Harold Covington on a weekly basis, and we are very friendly with one of his party members, Andy Donner, who actually did a interview with us a couple episodes back. And if you guys haven't checked that out, please do so. Fantastic information, fantastic insight. I was more than happy to have Andy Donner on. We had gone back and forth on Twitter, and it was fantastic.
Yep, that was show 48.
Yep, along with Billy Roper. I don't know anybody else right now in the movement that I really would pay attention to. Billy Roper, Andy Donner, and Harold Covington. I mean, honestly, it's those three that I check out every day. If you're interested in where we get our insight from, please check out those three gentlemen. They are absolutely fantastic people. And though I disagree with almost everybody and everybody else, as Lord Goyhammer can point out, I just hate everything and everybody. I love those three gentlemen. They have more insight and experience than I can muster. They are definitely the three that I follow on a daily basis, so please check them out.
Nope, I totally agree, and I don't want to, and I'm not going to disagree with you, but I don't want to necessarily also take the piss out of your sails. But like what Mr. Sir Lanzer was saying, yeah, we're pretty much, you know, we're up to our necks in firearms here in America, but honestly, and I think, actually, since you mentioned, I think Covington mentions this too, being up to our necks in firearms here in America doesn't mean shit, because most of the people aren't going to use them when it comes down to it. So
that's true too.
It don't mean nothing.
Yep.
Oh yeah, but speaking of which, maybe we'll do a show on it too. Next year will be my 20th anniversary of when I purchased my Romac 90, which is a Romanian AK-47. So I might have to bring that. I might have to bring it on the show.
Well, hopefully you oiled it and kept it maintained. We've had issues with some of LG's firearms in the past. In fact, we've done a couple episodes on those as well.
So I don't know what episode it was, but it was good shit. It was funny.
So please dip into our archive if possible. Listen to some of our back shows. It'll definitely give you more insight on what we're about and how we come across. Like I said, I know we're new to the network, and we started at show 49, which is obscure, but now we're at show 50, and we wanted to take this moment just to kind of, you know, give you who we are, what we're about, where we're coming at. I'm sure people are curious. I'd be curious, and, you know, where are all the other 40-plus shows? So like I said before, you can get a hold of us at racingnation@gmx.com, or better yet, try lanzerandgoyhammer.com, lanzerandgoyhammer.com. That is our blog page, and it has links to the most current archive available. If you want, you can find me on Twitter, Stephen Lanzer. Lord Goyhammer is also available on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, but I wouldn't bother because I really freaking hate Facebook, and they hate me too, so we're good with that. And
just get off Facebook.
We've done episodes on social media playgrounds. Yeah. There's actually an episode titled that tells you our issues with social media and the cabal that is social media Jew owned, you know, servers and host sites and whatnot. It's always a constant struggle for us. So, yeah. Anything else you want to throw into that or?
No, we're going to wrap it up, but real quick, I just wanted to thank very much Mr. Sven Longshanks for taking us on. Me and Sir Lanzer Boy are extremely understanding, and we're honest folk. If, you know, if there's any issues, you have anything you need to talk about it, brother, just contact one of us. We'll make it work. You know, we want smooth sailing with Radio Aryan.
Also wanted to thank Sven Longshank as well for hopping upon this train and taking us on. We really want to do a good job. We're very humbled, like I said, and so appreciative to share the ranks of like-minded folk as Billy Roper and other people on the network. Really, really, really appreciative. With that, I want to give a big hails to everyone in the Radio Aryan network. And I want to say to everyone in the Race and Nation family, hail victory.
Copy that, brother. Defeat never, victory forever.
Hail, brother.
This podcast is a general discussion of certain aspects of human and political dynamics. It does not advocate, urge, or incite any individual or group to commit unlawful acts of violence against anyone.
Bloopers! Bloopers!
Let me think for a minute. I'm just going to go silent for a second and think for a second. It's not a big deal. Hold on a second.
Sometimes Sir Stephen Lansbury,
I listened to Billy Roper's podcast this week, Billy Roper Show. The Roper Report is by far the best thing I've heard, Billy Roper's podcast. So I'm a big fan of Billy Roper's.
Mr. Roper's a good old boy just like you, so I can see I can see where all that shit's coming from.
Please, Mr. Jew. Billy Roper, Andy Donner, and Harold Covington. Absolutely fantastic people.
Does that sound fucked up?
It sounds all right.
All
right. Let me redo that. I want to say thanks to Zen Longshank. Thank you,
dude,
sir.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Are you calling Zen? Are you calling him Zen?
Did I say Zven?
Sven.
I know. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It sounds like you're saying Zen, like Zencast.
Zen! Okay.
Enough of your dross.
That's what set that one guy off when I said that. Enough of your dross. Like that. Yeah.
Silly daffa.
Yeah, silly daffa. Also wanted to thank Sven Longshank as well. Thanks for... hold on a second. Also wanted to thank Sven Longshank as well for hopping up...
I don't think you said his shit right, bro.
Oh, man. All right, hold on a second.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to try. I'm going to be quiet.
And done.
Dude. I don't... Oh, shit. Are you still recording?
Fuck America, I'm done.